Good evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is a regular meeting of the Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. The time is 6:06 p.m. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Allegiance to the flag of the United States
of America.
And to the
Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
with liberty
and justice for all.
Thank you. Can we get a roll call, please?
Mr. Roche?
Present.
Mr. Mainizzo?
Present.
Mr. Gray? Ms. Mancini Wright?
Present.
Ms. Pirelli Silkoff? Ms. Patel?
Present.
Mr. Rivera?
Present.
Ms. Simmons Derby?
Present.
Ms. Simon?
Present.
Ms. Wobno? Is that present? Ms. Wobno?
I don't believe she's on yet.
Okay. You have seven present.
All right, thank you very much. Item number four, additions, deletions, corrections, to the agenda. I don't believe there's any. Item number five, public portion. Would anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed. Moving on to transfers. There's a series of transfers. Brian, I don't know if you wanted to give input on this before we take action.
Yeah, sure, no problem. So, correct, tonight's meeting, we just wanted to cover off on a handful of the transfers, some of which had been approved by the Board of Alders, some of which are just normal course of business. Also wanted to kind of level set everybody with some of the reporting as far as you know how they can expect to look at this and read it and understand it going forward. There are going to be a lot of changes that have been made since the budget. So I do think it's important that we maintain the visibility and understanding of what changed and why. So to that end, I've created a section, this first page, where it recaps everything that would already been previously approved by the vote. I know it was a while ago, a few months ago, but all of these items were approved and discussed and signed off on. I won't go back through them now, but they're all here for you. And then what you'll find is in the subsequent pages, not the second page, but if you get to the third page in the summary financial overview, the second column is the adjusted budget or slash approved, which would be reflective of all the changes in that on that first section. So roughly $146,000 worth of expense changes went through, and there was another $10,500 for some revenue changes that also went through. So. So that's kind of how you can start to see it. So you can start to see the line items. And then the third column being the full year 2024 estimate. Now, ultimately, this is where I think we're going to land the year. And we'll have a couple more of these meetings where we should start to, you should start to see the second column, this adjusted budget approved column, start to look a lot more like the 23-24 full year estimate call. But the challenge we're going to have is that once the special working balance is depleted, because at this point the working balance is gone and there's a, you know, we're working through the special working balance, then everything else is going to come from the general fund. And that really was made available and possible because of the ARPA revenue change that's going to get approved tonight, but it's already been approved by the Board of Alders. So it'll get a little trickier in that I'll likely have to run all of the requests and changes through the Board of Alders first, and then I believe they would go to the boat second. So I think it would work. We're running close to the end of the year here. I wanted to get as many of these smaller items that, you know, done and signed off on that I could, with the understanding being that some of these larger items around benefits and things like that, that are going to be, you know, excess of $1 million, I will put together in a larger summary. And like I say, likely end up going to the Board of Alders first before we get to the boat. So with that, I think the new requests are, you know, shouldn't be any big surprises for anyone. We discussed in the past how the HR wages were not in the budget. The Board of Alders did finally set a salary. So the way this is, what's in the adjusted budget is the HR salary from the beginning of the year when it was at the higher rate and through the balance of the year at the $70,000 base salary that was approved. So that's why there's $83,000 in here and not $70,000. On the finance salary side, you know, we're short $27,800. As part of me becoming the finance director, there was a buyout to Robert Half of $30,000. So, you know, but for that, we would have been in line with budget, but there wasn't enough budgeted to cover that piece of it as well. And again, that was something that was discussed and approved by the Board of Alders when they approved my contract. The electronics records management town clerk. So these were approved transfers last year. However, they were not executed upon. I believe there was some extra salary last year. Unfortunately, that's not there this year. So this is going to, again, come out of the special working balance this year as opposed to a regular transfer. Our primary expenses went a little bit above budget. So we need some additional monies to cover that. And like I said, all of those four pieces are going to come out of the special working balance that add up to $137,000. Other than that, on the good news, right, we've got the ARPA revenue, which I've actually submitted all the paperwork with the state. It was due by the end of April. Sat in some meetings very confident that this is all going to be approved. I'm not going to have any problems down the road. That will result in $2.5 million of extra revenue, which will increase the general fund by $2.5 million, which ultimately we're going to use on, you know, projects that were encumbered for ARPA that had already been approved and signed off on, as well as to potentially cover some budget shortfalls. At a high level, that's what we wanted to talk about today. And now I think we've got to go through the detail of reading off, right, the twos and the fros. Thank you.
Okay. Prior to going there, I just had a couple questions. For the HR salary, I understand that the 83,157 was what was budgeted with the adjustment. As far as the 83,157, wouldn't there be, since her the salary was reduced for that position, wouldn't there be a little bit of a difference?
Her salary was 89.
The salary was like 90 or 89. Okay. 89. So that's
okay. Yeah. Thank you. And then I just want to make sure I'm understanding as far as the money that's going to be transferred, all for fire, seemingly. Fire watch, outside demolition watch, it's going to Comcast. Is Comcast service provider for cable? Or?
Yeah, cable. This might be their internet as well, but I think it, you know, for whatever reason, he hadn't budgeted enough for this particular item, so this way he's having to have to transfer it around.
Okay.
Yeah, the utility bills are tough because they are what they are typically, and so you've got to find it if you don't budget appropriately.
You know they do.
In this case.
Yeah. I don't know that I would call Comcast a utility, but
yeah.
I don't know what it is. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions with respect to any of the transfers that we're going to act upon?
No. Right. I'm good.
Okay, so item number six. Special working balance. Okay, for the record, Laura Wabno entered the meeting at 6:18 p.m. Moving to item number six, special working balance transfer of $83,157. From line item 5020-58505-000, transfer to line item 4141-51610-000. Is there a motion to approve?
A motion, Jennifer.
Motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Jose, second.
Seconded by Jose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number seven, special working balance transfer of 27.
Colleen, this is Isis Simmons Derby. I think somebody was trying to say something, but it was echoing in and out. Not sure. Was someone trying to say something?
I just think maybe somebody's phone is muted.
Okay. So just to be clear, on item number six, there was no objection to that transfer. All were in favor. Is this correct? All in favor?
Correct.
Correct.
Aye.
Yeah, correct.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number seven, a transfer from the special working balance of $27,819 to line item 5020-58505-000. Transfer to 4117-51610-150. Is there a motion to approve?
A motion, Jennifer.
There's a motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Allison.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Kristen, I'll second.
Okay, seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Line item number eight, special working balance, transfer $4,000 to line item, from line item 5020-58505-000 to line item 4149-56903-000, registrar of voters primary. Is there a motion on the floor?
Aye, Laura.
Motion was made by Laura. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Jennifer.
Seconded by Jennifer. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 9, special working balance, transfer $22,074 from line item 5020-58505-000 to 4147-53524-000, electronics records management. Is there a motion on the floor?
No motion, Jennifer.
Motion is made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Jose, second.
Seconded by Jose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, ARPA Revenue Fund 13, transfer of $2,500,000 from line item 3000-43135-000, transfer to line item 3000-43135-000, ARPA Revenue General Fund. Is there a motion on the floor?
I motion, Jennifer.
Motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Second, Laura.
Seconded by Laura. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 11, Fire Watch. Transfer of $1,100 from line item 4203-51977-000 to line item 4203-51976-000, station standby. Is there a motion on the floor?
Ashley Simon.
I'll second it, Jennifer.
Motion made by Ashley, seconded by Jen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 12, Outside Demolition Watch. Transfer $1,500 from line item 4203-51975-000. Transfer to 4203-553-10-000. Comcast. Is there a motion on the floor?
I motion it. Isa Simmons, Derby.
I'm very excited.
Motion made by Isa, seconded by Jose. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 14, hose. And line item number 13, Fire Watch. Transfer $1,500 from 4203-51977-000 to 4203-553-10-000. Comcast, is there a motion on the floor?
Motion, Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
Ashley Simon, second.
Motion made by Laura, seconded by Ashley or Isa. Any discussion?
No, it wasn't, but it was Ashley.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, Ashley. Motion made by Ashley.
That's okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 14, HOSE. Transfer $1,600 from 4203-57393-000 to 4203-55310-000 Comcast. Is there a motion on the floor?
Motion by Jose.
I'll second it, Jennifer.
Okay, motion made by Jose, seconded by Jennifer. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item 15, extinguishers. Transfer $350 from 4203-56902-000 to line item 4203-56290-000, Water Company. Is there a motion on the floor?
Ashley Simon, I motion.
Motion made by Ashley, is there a second?
Second by Laura.
Seconded by Laura. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, let the record reflect that Mike Gray entered the meeting at 6:20. I'm sorry, Mark, what time? 6:27 p.m. Okay, item number 16, personal alert system. Transfer $200 from line item 4203-57390-000 to line item 4203-56290-000, Water Company. Is there a motion on the floor?
I motion, Jennifer.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Ashley Simon, second.
Seconded by Ashley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 17, engine pump test. NFPA, transfer $350 from line item 4203-57391-000 to line item 4203-56290-000, Water Company. Is there a motion on the floor?
I motion, Jen.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
I second, Laura.
Seconded by Laura. Any discussion?
I have a question. Can you tell me exactly what that is again? It was cutting in and out. You said hose for the Water Company?
Engine pump test for NFPA.
What's that? What's the NFPA? What does that stand for?
I think it's National Fire Protection Association.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Sure. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 18, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I motion.
Ashley.
Okay, motion made by Jose, seconded by Jen. Any discussion?
I have a question. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, meeting adjourned at 6:30. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you, everyone. Too.